Welcome to the Milk Harbor Process. I'm Anthony Wall. In this episode, I'll be talking about the song Lady Fantasy. Dragon's breath, Luke's ruby red, and his golden clasp grows tighter. The dungeon's keep, and the spirit. This song started out as an experiment with the play method of production that Paul Mann mentioned in the episode about our song, Making Room. Paul described it as messing, pulling in all sorts of sonic components, jumbling them around, and seeing what emerges from the process, or lack of process. But before I talk about that, I thought I'd do a quick catch-up, seeing as this is the first solo podcast of the new season. The big news is that I got married and moved to Chicago. The lucky girl is the artist Megan Eskoff, two-time previous guest of the podcast and creator of the cover art of the song Leave. We weathered both a long-distance relationship and the uncertainty of COVID. There was an 18-month period where I couldn't visit the US because of travel restrictions. And at one point, we didn't see each other in person for nearly a year. It's such a relief not to have those worries in my life anymore. The other thing I wanted to touch on was my thoughts going into this second collection of recordings and podcasts. I think I mentioned in the conversation with Paul that my mission statement for Volume 2 is less guitars, more synths, and more collaborations. I also want to try genres that I haven't touched on previously. Making Room was the perfect way to start this process. Paul's arrangement was mostly synths already, and tonally it inspired the soul feel of the lyrics and vocals. I've been a fan of soul for years, and never imagined that I'd write a soul song, so I'm really happy with the track. Lady Fantasy ticks some of those boxes too. I've worked in the electronic genre before, but never this close to trip hop. The only guitar is the monster that comes in for the last two choruses. All the other sounds are synths or samples. And it's a collaboration. Kind of. The vocal on the track is from a demo I recorded for a band in 2018. The original musical arrangement was psychedelic rock. The band broke up right after the recording, as some of the members were heading off to college, and they never really did anything with the track. It was a favor for a neighbor, record her teenage son and his friends in a garden shed, so they had something to remember their time together as a band. That teenager was Usheen Tozer, the artist behind the cover art for the song A Word on Lions from the last collection. By far the best part of the original recording was the vocal by Rebecca Duffy, and I talked to her about collaborating on something early on in the Milk Harbor project. I also had it in the back of my mind that one day I would replace some of the less confident parts of the original recording of Lady Fantasy to do justice to her performance. That's not what ended up happening though. Inspired by Paul's play approach to arranging music, I grabbed bits and pieces from everywhere. Sort of like pouring a box of Lego on the carpet before starting to build something without instructions. And one of those pieces was Rebecca's vocal. I hadn't listened to the original version of Lady Fantasy in years, and as soon as I hit play, I was transported back to the world as it was in 2018, and the feeling was a powerful one. Nobody had heard the term COVID-19 before. It was a beautiful sunny summer, and I had just moved back to Ireland from the US. I was planning on returning to education to do a master's in psychotherapy, and I wasn't really playing music, and I hadn't met Megan yet. I don't quite know why, but Rebecca's voice invokes a simpler, less uncertain time when none of us knew what lay ahead of us. Realistically, it wasn't a simpler time. The world was its usual chaotic self, but the chaos really seemed to kick up a notch over the last few years, didn't it? We all went through it, so I don't need to dwell on it further. Her voice gave me a knot in my stomach, the earnestness and sweetness of the delivery of those simple words. Words about fantastic creatures, mysterious women, and worlds far, far away from our world, as it is now. Worlds that haven't had all the magic sucked out of them. The play approach immediately went out the window, because as soon as I heard Rebecca's voice, I knew what I wanted to do. Write an arrangement that attempted to connect the listener to a time before COVID, with a sense of optimism and determination to find magic here and now. The vocal determined the key and the tempo, but apart from that, the musical arrangement is completely new and totally different to the original. I've always been a huge fan of DJ Shadow's first record, Introducing, released in 1996, and his work with the collective Uncle around the same time. I wondered if I could build something that sounded like that, using Rebecca's vocal as the foundation. I dabbled in trip-hop on Volume 1 with the song Leave, featuring Arena, and this was an opportunity to explore the genre more. Although I feel like the harder beats on Lady Fantasy are a little closer to hip-hop. I started with the drum loop, making sure that it had the right amount of swing and swagger, then spent some time working out an alternative chord progression that completely divorced the vocal from the psychedelic rock of the original arrangement. Once I had those in place, I spent some time trying to find sounds and write parts that would elicit an emotional response in the listener. The bass synths were first and represent the heaviness of the last couple of years. The staccato violin part represents the hard work and determination we all had to put in to make it to the other side. The piano arpeggio is what connects the sweetness of the vocal with the heaviness of the arrangement. And the string pad attempts to honor the grief that we all feel over the loss of certainty in our lives, the horrible tribalism that has emerged, and the total failure of our institutions to keep us safe and informed. Then there's the monster guitar part I mentioned earlier, and the lead synth part that come in for the last two choruses to give the whole thing an epic finish that I hope brings hope and release to the listener. The track ends with Rebecca's voice as it sounded in the room on the day of the recording in 2018, and the drum loop. It's clear and powerful and hopefully optimistic. The drop before the last chorus is interesting because the music doesn't quite come in on the beat, rather a little late. I'm not sure why this works, but it does. Maybe the extra milliseconds of silence act to fool the brain into thinking the song is over. So when the big chorus comes in, it surprises the listener. The cover art for the track is by Katie Queenan. Katie is one of my best friends and a brilliant artist. Like Rebecca's vocal here, I had hoped to use something by Katie for Volume 1, but nothing came up. I feel like the image has a powerful ambiguity to it. Darkness and light, depth and texture, movement and absence. And is that a face? I hope you enjoy the track as much as I enjoyed making it. Thanks for listening.